just to take you through how you can use InfoCrystal as a way to specify Boolean queries, I've indicated here the specific Boolean meanings of each of those icons. So in the very center we have the triangle, which has four of the colors. And if you refer to our distinct sets as A, B, and C, and we also color code them, so A is green, B is red, and so on, what the center icon means, the triangle, is that A and B and C are present. That's the intersection of the three. If we go over to the left and we look at the one that has blue and green in it, what it actually means is A and C are present and not B, meaning here we have all the documents that have A and C mentioned, if you think of terms of keywords, but B is not mentioned. And then finally, if you go to the periphery, we have the ones that specify, so let's say if you take the green circle, it's A and not B and not C. That's what would be its Boolean meaning. So the way you can think of this is like a Boolean calculator. And if you were to select these three icons that have a little, say, lines connecting to them to tell you the Boolean meaning, if all of those are taken in unison, you had selected those, this would be the same as saying the Boolean query A and in brackets B or C. That would be the equivalent one. Now if you had selected another one, it automatically would change the Boolean meaning. And the key thing to keep in mind here is this visual representation captures all the possible queries between involving three sets A, B, and C. So you can think of them just clicking on those buttons, turning them on and off, and depending on which ones you've turned on or off, you're expressing a specific possible query. Other thing also to keep in mind is as you have more and more sets that you're comparing, the number of possible queries explodes exponentially. And so you have many, many possibilities that you, in terms of how you can coordinate these different sets.